Week 6, Day 1, today's scripture reading is Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship, and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, "What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish." And then they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you, that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, and then the sea will quiet down for you. For I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore, they called out to the Lord, "O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Next stop, Anywhere But Nineveh by Serena Runyon.
It's weird.
Okay. Sorry. Picture this. It's another sunny day in San Diego, and the Lord says, "Go to the great city of Las Vegas and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up against me." And the next thing you do is buy a one-way ticket to Honolulu, the perfect escape to avoid what the Lord has called you to do. But you feel justified in this action. God must have forgotten that the very people who wronged your loved ones, genuinely wicked, awful people, are in Las Vegas. Spoiler alert. If you haven't read Jonah 1 yet, I am using Vegas symbolically as a modern-day Nineveh, a place known for its wildness and sin, not a literal judgment on the city or its people. I'd heard the story of Jonah many times throughout my life, during VBS and Sunday school as a child, then later through sermons in adulthood. But it wasn't until recently that I began to comprehend the true weight of Jonah's disobedience. It wasn't just a casual, "No thanks, Lord." It was a full sprint in the opposite direction. It wasn't just a, "Not them, Lord." It was a deliberate refusal to extend God's mercy and grace to people he deemed unworthy. But Jonah is more than just a story about a man and a fish. Chapter 1 reminds us that our actions, or inactions, affect others. Yet the Lord loves us through our imperfections and can use it to bless others. While Jonah chose disobedience, the sailors had a front row view of the power of the living God. While they started their voyage crying out to their own God, they would reach their destination committed to the Lord. That's the incredible thing about God. He's always multitasking, working on the hearts of many through one person or situation. This journey wasn't just about Jonah. It was also for the sailors who would go on to testify to what the creator of the universe did for them. There will be moments throughout your life, maybe you're in one now, when God's asking and you're rebelling. And the lyrics of today's song remind us that your goodness is running after me, just like it did for Jonah. One of my favorite quotes, attributed to Lisa Bevere, says, "If you think you've blown God's plan for your life, rest in this. You are not that powerful." This is definitely not a free pass to go back to old habits, but simply a reminder that you can still hop off that boat or get thrown off and go where God is sending you. Question 1. Where is your Nineveh? Describe the place that the Lord is calling you, even though you don't want to go. Question 2. Where is your Tarshish, the place you go to escape? Why do you choose this place, physically, emotionally, or mentally, when you run? Daily Prayer. Dear Lord, you are faithful and loving in my best moments and my worst. Show me where I've been avoiding what you've asked of me. Help me to keep my eyes on you, even when everything in me wants to run. In Jesus' name, amen.